From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In response to a very public embarrassment for the Pentagon, the Navy has stripped a senior officer of his command of the USS Enterprise. A disgraced Captain Owen Honors was removed from his post this afternoon, several years after he produced and showed the crew racy videos. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the commander of U.S. Fleet Forces today said the videos brought Honor's character into question.
His commander, Admiral John Harvey, said he talked about his profound lack of good judgment. He said, "I have lost confidence in his ability to command the Enterprise," and he told reporters that Captain Honors was being permanently relieved from command of the Enterprise.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. A judge in Texas has overturned the conviction of a man who spent 30 years in prison for the rape and robbery of a woman. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports a DNA test has proven Cornelius Dupree Jr. innocent of the crime.
Dupree always maintained he was innocent, and DNA evidence proved him correct. Dallas has exonerated more than 21 men, nearly all black, of rape charges. The county's astonishing rates of exoneration are due to the fact that the county kept DNA evidence for decades in refrigeration units, and the state's first black district attorney has cooperated with the Innocence Project. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
President Obama is back in Washington from his holiday vacation in Hawaii. He faces immediate tests of his power and influence as a new Congress with a much stronger Republican component rolls into town. NPR's Paul Brown reports the president is also changing his White House staff as he prepares to run for a second term.
Mr. Obama returns from his Hawaii vacation to a Republican Party committed to repealing his signature health care legislation. And GOP leaders say at very least they will try to take the law apart piece by piece. But if Republicans lead the House in a new Congress, Democrats have the majority, if a smaller one, in the Senate. The president is fresh off several legislative victories, including extending unemployment benefits and repealing the law banning gays from serving openly in the military. Mr. Obama is sending senior advisor David Axelrod to Chicago to manage a campaign for a second term. He's bringing his 2008 campaign manager David Plouffe to the White House. He also needs to name a new chief of staff. Paul Brown, NPR News.
A federal appeals court says it cannot decide whether California's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional until the state Supreme Court decides whether the ban supporters can defend it when state officials won't. It stems from a ruling over the summer when then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger refused to appeal a San Francisco judge's decision to strike down the ban. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 12 points at 11,683. This is NPR News. This hour, President Obama is expected to sign legislation that will overhaul the food safety system, giving the federal government new powers over inspections and companies that produce tainted products. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, in a conference call with reporters, calls it the most significant advance in food safety in decades.
It will bring our food safety system into the 21st century, improving health, saving lives, and helping Americans feel confident that when they sit down at their dinner table, they won't end up in the hospital.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has cleared another hurdle in his quest to become Chicago's next mayor. NPR Cheryl Corley reports a Cook County Circuit Court judge has ruled that Emanuel can stay on the ballot.
The Chicago Board of Elections had already ruled in Emanuel's favor, and now the courts have done the same, ruling that President Obama's former chief of staff does meet the residency requirement to be an official candidate. Election law requires candidates to be a resident of Chicago for 1 year prior to the election, which is scheduled for February 22nd. Objectors trying to knock Emanuel off the ballot argue his time in Washington means he's not eligible to run for mayor. Emanuel's response, he never gave up his Chicago residency while he served in the president's administration, always intended to move back to Chicago, continued to vote and pay property taxes here too. The battle isn't over, though. Emanuel critics say they'll appeal to a higher court. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley announced in September he would not seek a seventh term. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
On news of more upbeat economic data out today, the Dow's up 13 points, set 11,684. But the NASDAQ is off 12 at 2,680. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.